listening to Night Talk. My name is Oliver Dixon. Thank you so much for your time this evening. Really do appreciate it. My guest right now is Mohammed Suleiman, who is the Director of Operations at The Gift of the Givers. Mohammed, good evening. Thank you so much for your time. Really do appreciate it. Welcome to the program.
Good evening, Oliver, and good evening to listeners.
How financially complex and difficult is it to run the resources and manage the resources, financial or otherwise, of an organization such as Gift of the Givers?
You know, the largest challenge comes in balancing, you know, multiple priorities against the needs that we have in the communities. You know, in terms of the controls in place, it's pretty standard like any other organization. And once you have your corporate governance in place and your computer systems in place, that's the easy part. The hard part is, how do you make decisions that, you know, and choose which communities to assist? And, you know, there's always a bigger demand than the availability of donations in our work.
Do you guys ever look at your bank balance and get worried about the future?
Actually, you know, if you ask me, yes. If you ask people like Dr. Suleiman and the rest of the team, no. He has a very strong element of faith and, you know, belief that whatever's supposed to happen is going to happen. And one way or the other, the funds will come in to assist the communities that we need to do. And, you know, for 32 years, that's been happening. So the stress is there. The challenges are there. But I think in this type of work, you have to have the belief that if you're doing something good and you're doing something for the right reason, that help will come.
But you think about the future at least, right? And you get worried about it. How do you plan for it?
So, you know, we engage our donors all the time, and it's not about the future only. So the Gift of the Givers is a disaster response organization. So we have to always be turned on for when a disaster is going to happen. And that planning doesn't happen when the disaster hits. We have to be ready for it well in advance. So we actually have to be predicting the disaster that's inevitably going to come. And with that, you know, so it's not just about running the organization, but it's about the, managing the complexity of the unpredictable that's going to happen and then bringing some sort of stability to that. And with that comes, you know, planning financially and planning, you know, our resources. So whether it's staffing resources, whether it's humanitarian aid and supplies that we keep, you know, at the, in different parts of the country and different parts of the world so that we can have an always on response, and then having access to a disaster fund and financial resources that allows us to respond first and then worry about, you know, raising awareness and raising funds for those disasters.
Tell me about the Old Mutual Wealth Partnership and the life fund that Gift of the Givers has established. What is this fund as an endowment fund meant to achieve?
So this is a very exciting initiative for us. You know, it's a partnership that's about 2.5 years in the making and has finally come to fruition. What this is, it's a collaboration between Old Mutual Wealth and Gift of the Givers with an investment offering that allows the investor to save for their own purposes. So whether they're saving for retirement or for the down payment or for any other financial goal of their own. But while they're doing that, the returns from the investment is used for the, you know, for humanitarian relief and developmental work in South Africa, channeled via the Gift of the Givers Foundation. So it's almost like a win-win. It's you get to build your future, you get to do good for yourself, but at the same time, you get to support the community in which we live.
Yeah. So let's put that into practice. If I were to call up my financial planner tomorrow and say, hey, man, listen, I want to open up a unit trust and some annuity with Old Mutual. Look at what products they have and see what their returns are. Let's put some money in that for the next 20 years. 20 years later, I'll get my money and all the growth thereof. But in the meantime, over that 20-year period, some of the returns on it would have been used for disaster relief in some form or the other?
Yeah, so the way it's designed is that the investor gets the, obviously has the capital guaranteed.
Yeah.
So the investment and the savings, you know, remains secure and managed by Old Mutual for them. In fact, it remains as the ownership of the investor. The capital gains on the fund, so any form of capital growth belongs to the investor, but the dividends that are earned by the fund is paid out quarterly to Gift of the Givers for as long as the investor remains invested in the fund.
Right, that's fascinating, because it like you said, it's a win-win. So I'm not any poorer off, and my money goes to good use. But it also grows while doing that at the same time. For instance, I'll get the capital gains and I'll get the interest, but you get the dividends thereof. But there's an interesting way.
So the interest and the dividends is what's coming to us, but the capital gains, yes, is going to the investor.
Yes, yes, yes. But it's interesting how it's been structured. It's been structured along at least an adherence to Sharia laws, because it's part of the Al Baraka Income Fund. Explain to us what that means and why that's an important feature of it.
So the actual Sharia compliance wasn't something that was key. What was important was the philosophy of the fund. You know, and when we were designing such a product, we wanted a number of features available or a number of key points. Number one was capital stability. So we needed the Regulation 28 compliant fund. The second thing that we wanted was, you know, this, the fund, the purpose behind this is to tell people, we want you to be invested in South Africa. You know, don't say I'm giving my donation to Gift of the Givers. You go deal with the problem. No, this is our country. We're in this together. We want people to be, you know, we need everyone with a dog in the fight. We want everyone to want better, whether they want it for themselves or for the community. So we want that element of investment. Now, when we have that element of investment, we also want people to have some sort of stability. Now, the Al Baraka Income Fund has been performing fantastically for the last, you know, 48 months or so since its inception. And one of the key features of the Sharia compliance that they go to is the type of funds that they select. So there's no sin stocks there. So there's no support for alcohol, for gambling, for pornography, for, you know, any of the, let's say, social ills that we would want to be avoiding, or the problems we're trying to avoid when we're trying to do charity work. So in terms of the investment philosophy, that aligns very much with what Gift of the Givers is about. We want to do good, but we want to be doing good everywhere across the value chain, in the type of choice of investments, in the value that's been given to the investors, and in the usage of the returns once we have them. So that's why the choice of the Al Baraka Income Fund.
Yeah. Give us a call if you have a question or a comment on this, 086-000-2032. I'm in conversation with Mohammed Suleiman, who is the Director of Operations at Gift of the Givers. They have partnered with Old Mutual Wealth to bring together a fund which, if you invest into it, your money will grow, and you'll, of course, get the capital gains that is due to you. But some of the interest in capital gains, or at least the capital, or some of the interest, as well as the dividends of it, goes towards disaster relief in South Africa. Well, disaster relief within the portfolio of work done by Gift of the Givers. Mohammed, Gift of the Givers has an impressive portfolio of work, one that's laudable and, quite honestly, deserving of a Nobel Prize. But why is it that South Africans should really think hard and deep about making this sort of investments when they think about their life savings, for instance, especially in a country as seemingly disaster prone as South Africa?
You know, one of the things you realize, or after 32 years of doing disaster response and humanitarian work, is that, you know, the problems aren't going to be solved through charity alone. In order for us to solve the problems of this country, we actually need a genuine, you know, stimulation of the economy. We need general, you know, job creation. We need wealth creation. This is what we need in order to address the issues, because we don't want people over the long term to be dependent on charity and handouts. Now, in order for us to get that, you know, we have to start with the people that have these savings, the people that want good for themselves. And there's nothing wrong in wanting good for yourself. You know, people should have their own ambitions that they're saving for, and, you know, wanting to give their family a better life, wanting to create generational wealth. These are things that we need to encourage, because this is what's going to provide for long-term stability. What we're saying is, while you do that, we can use the same mechanism, the same expertise, the same fund management that applies to doing it on an individual capacity, or let's say for selfish reasons, but to do good at the same time. And it's only when we're doing that, and again, it comes back to the choice of fund. Everywhere along the way, you know, when the fund is invested, it's being used to create business opportunity. It's being used and invested in the economy. It's stimulating growth. It's stimulating employment. While that's happening, there's the ability for gift of the givers to use the returns to address, you know, the shortfall in, you know, in either public services and things like that. So it's about realizing that, you know, you don't build wealth and you don't live in isolation. You want good for yourself. And if you want to have long-term prosperity in the country, you need good for yourself and you need good for those around you. And that's what's the philosophy behind the fund.
I can be incredibly compassionate and sensible at the same time, and sometimes those two things don't go together. That is to say, I can want, you know, the country to be better off. I can want organizations like Gift of the Givers to continue doing the work it does. And I may well want to donate 1,000 rand or 5,000 rand or 10,000 rand or perhaps even 100,000 rand to Gift of the Givers, Mohammed. And I may make such a donation. Yeah. Right. But when it comes to long-term life savings planning, retirement, financial planning, annuity investments, those sorts of things, I am interested in a fund that will perform well, not whether it meets charity requirements first and, you know, performance being a secondary indicator there, because I want to be guaranteed that one day when I retire that I'll be well off, or that when I need this money that I'll be well off, that I'll be able to get it, that it will be have grown sufficiently. So the fund has to be a well-performing fund. Are you confident in the performance of Old Mutual Wealth generally as fund managers?
So absolutely. You know, so what you're speaking there speaks to the reason why we have this partnership. Because one of the things we realize is it's nice to have this concept. It's nice to have this idea. It's nice to, you know, speak about Gift of the Givers as the disaster experts or as the humanitarian relief experts. But what we are not wealth creation experts. And, you know, Old Mutual have been doing this for over 190 years. And, you know, before we've created this fund that was available to the public, Gift of the Givers ourselves went through the same exercise internally, you know, so we've invested in this fund and we've been using the returns for the last number of years to do projects ourselves as a disaster relief fund, an education relief fund, a water provision fund, a hunger alleviation fund, where we've invested, you know, across the Old Mutual suite, and we use those returns to run our programs and our initiatives. And this was just the next step. You know, given our history with Old Mutual, given the fact that we've seen the performance of the fund, and the fund that we've chosen, by the way, has, you know, for the last 48 months that it's been running, has had positive growth in every single month except 2 months. In those 2 months, the maximum drawdown on the fund was a 0.5% that it had. Other than that, it's continuously outperformed inflation. It's continuously outperformed the market. And that's what we want. We've gotten the capital stability. And we've gotten the predictable income that we need in order to run the projects. And that's the benefit for the investor as well as the organization.
Yeah, give us a call, 086-000-2032, if you have a question or a comment. Let's speak to Zoe out in Konle. Zoe, good evening.
Yes, good evening, Oliver. Good evening, Mohammed.
I'm fantastic. Go right for it.
Hi, Mohammed.
Hi. Go for it.
Congratulations, man, Mohammed. I want to commend you, man, a great deal, man. I always saw Gift of the Givers on TV and that kind of thing. But now you have come to us here in these villages in Kingdom Town. I'm sure you know, do you know Mzuetu? Mohammed.
Your line isn't very clear, Zoe, so I'm going to ask you to... Zoe, your line's not very clear, so I'm going to ask you to get perhaps straight to the comment and hopefully we can make out what it is.
No, I wanted to ask him. They have been drinking water here every time we are looking up onto them, because the challenges we are facing was being a waterless community when we had water even before 1994. Suddenly, now our government are failing us. So, Mohammed, they give us breath, and then now they are trying to help us here. Now, what I want to know, is it possible for them to help build the dams and then boreholes for these communities where I live?
Yeah. Zoe, thank you so much for that. Really appreciate your call. The line is a little bit shaky there, so it's not all the way audible, but I think we get the gist of it. It's in reference to a water project that Gift of the Givers is doing out in the Eastern Cape. I'm assuming, I think it's in Grahamstown, where you put up a water well over there and the work to
so,
that.
So, what I gathered was he was speaking about the water interventions that Gift of the Givers won and the possibility of increasing them. this is exactly why we're running these initiatives. So in the Eastern Cape, we've got water tankers running. We've gotten a number of boreholes that we've drilled, some of them going into municipal systems, some of them running, directly to school or clinic infrastructure. And what we're seeing is that there's a bigger need for this. As the demands are growing, these are the type of projects that we want to be doing more of.
Yeah.
Providing, localized community infrastructure. And through a fund like this, this is what we're trying to achieve.
Is there a prescribed time on the fund, or is it an evergreen fund?
Sorry, is there a prescribed?
Is there a prescribed timeline on the fund? That's to say, does it come to an end at some point, or is it an evergreen fund?
No, so it lasts as long as you're willing to keep your investment alive. There is a minimum time frame because it's an endowment or a life wrapper. There's a minimum buy-in of 5 years, during which time the investor can make two withdrawals, one full withdrawal or one as an interest-free loan. But after that 5 years and 1 day period, the investor is free to pull their funds at whatever point they want. But as long as their funds remain invested, the returns will continuously be paid to Gift of the Givers.
Yeah. Do you guys have a call center of sorts that interested people can ring up and say, hey, man, I'm interested. Let's talk about the logistics. And perhaps if they have other questions around it that you may be able to answer.
So we've just spent the last week, traveling around to West. Well, we were in Cape Town, Gauteng, and now KZN, onboarding the broker network of All Mutual to sell this product. So anyone interested can contact their broker directly. But if they don't have that, they're welcome to call the Gift of the Givers offices, 0800-786-911, and we'll connect them with a broker in the area.
Yeah. Mohamed Suleiman, thank you so much for your time this evening. I really do appreciate it. And all the best.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. That's Mohamed Suleiman, the Director of Operations at Gift of the Givers. Yeah, fantastic work they do, and I really think that it deserves a lot more support from us. And all the better if that support can be institutionalized in ways that are sustainable and impactful. On the other side of this, it is the open line. So what is on your mind this evening? Give us a call. The number to dial is 086-000-2032. 086-000-2032. You can also send me a WhatsApp voice note on 0614-104-107. 0614-104-107. You can also tweet me. It is at @Oliver_speaking on Twitter, Oliver Dixon on Facebook. Literally anything goes on the open line. It is your platform where you can voice and air your questions, your stories, your ideas, your experiences, and inscribe into the national conversation that which you think South Africans should be talking about, thinking about, problem solving for, or just, talking about. 086-000-2032. That's the number to dial. It's 11 o'clock. Greg Kho says the final bulletin.